MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, July 16, 2025. A Salem tall ship is returning to home port, and Cape Ann is due for thousands in the state budget. Sunny to partly cloudy, mid-80s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 4:14 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, Salem's tall ship Friendship returned to Derby Wharf on Tuesday after months of repair work in Gloucester. The square-rigged replica of a late 18th century East Indiaman merchant ship left from Gloucester Marine Railway around 9 a.m. on Tuesday and was towed to Derby Wharf with final work planned to continue through spring 2026 in time for the Salem 400-plus quadricennial celebration next year. The Friendship was built by the National Park Service in the late 1990s using modern materials and construction methods while retaining the appearance of the original ship. The ship was temporarily moved to Gloucester Marine Railway last November to complete the final stages of a major repair project that began in the winter of 2022. 8 months of work included replacing the ship's deck, portions of the stern, rails, associated framing, as well as critical repairs to the bow. Free public visitation on board will begin Wednesday, July 30. The ship will be open for guided public programs on Wednesday to Sunday from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. this summer and fall. Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Times, Cape Ann communities are slated to receive thousands of dollars in spending in the state's fiscal 2026 budget to fund local school districts and make improvements to Gloucester's wastewater treatment facilities and the Manchester-by-the-Sea Public Library. The earmarks in the state budget were secured by State Minority Leader Bruce Tarr and Representative Ann Margaret Ferranti. The $60.9 billion budget was signed into law by Governor Maura Healey on July 4. The state spending plan also calls for an increase in both Chapter 70 education aid and unrestricted general government aid, that is UGGA, for cities and towns. The budget sets minimum per pupil aid at $150 per student, an increase from the fiscal 2025 rate of $104 per student. Stephen Hagan has many more details in today's Gloucester Times. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Zach Laird reports on itemlive.com. In light of the fire at the Gabriel House, a senior living facility in Fall River Sunday that saw 9 casualties and 30 other people injured, the Swampscott Fire Department has been visiting assisted living facilities in town as part of an outreach effort to connect with community members. Fire Chief Graham Archer explained that the fire department first went to Bertram House of Swampscott on Tuesday morning, located at 565 Humphrey Street. The overall goal was to remind the community of their presence in times of uncertainty or doubt, as well as to give the firefighters a better understanding of the building in case of an emergency. After spending time and speaking with residents at the Bertram House Tuesday morning, the department also made a visit to the residents at Vinon Square later that afternoon. And from the Here We Go Again department on Ipswich Local Online, the Rowley Water Department has extended its ban on all non-essential outdoor watering ban through the end of this week. The ban was previously instated from July 7 to July 14 to conserve water during maintenance of well number 3. The equipment needed for that maintenance was delayed, however, and did not arrive until the end of the week, according to Water Board Chair Bernie Cullen. As a result, the ban will need to be extended through this week. Under the ban, no non-essential water usage is permitted during any part of the day. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, we have coaches in the news today. Phil Stacey of the Salem News is reporting that Ryan Sheehan will be taking over the Essex Tech boys hockey program. Mark Leonard retired from Essex Tech after a 30-year career as head coach on the North Shore. Sheehan has been the head coach at Triton for the past 9 years. And the Salem News has named its Spring Coaches of the Year, and here we go. In baseball, it's Peabody's Mark Betancourt. For softball, Beverly's Megan Sudak. Joe Marullo of Salem wins the Boys Lacrosse Coach of the Year. Girls Lacrosse, Courtney McGallagher of Beverly. Boys Track Coach, no surprise, Peabody's Fernando Braz. Girls Track Coach, Stephen Sawyer of Hamilton Wenham. Boys Tennis, Mark Metropolis of the Prep. And for Girls Tennis, Bishop Fenwick's Sharon Church. Congratulations, one and all. Once again, great coverage by the Salem News. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.